A Moment with the Ramsey Show.
My question today is in regards to our 18-year-old son who moved out in 2019. He didn't want to live with us. He didn't want to live with our rules, our guidelines, morals, values. He won't communicate with us, return phone calls, text messages. He did break into our home twice. We're just confused as parents. Where do we go from here?
That's so painful.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, first, I just want to commend that you love your kid and that you love your husband and that y'all are taking the steps to wrap your head around what's going on here. So, number one, it's going to be very important for you and your husband to grieve the loss of the picture you had painted for this young man. And the only thing harder than that is actually losing your son. And when you grieve this loss, foundation of this grief is that you and your husband are going to have to do it together. And so if you're seeing separate therapists for separate reasons, that's your business, but you're going to have to come together either with the family therapist or with a pastor that you trust and grieve together, because what happens is people grieve differently, and then you start comparing grief, and then you end up way further apart than when you started.
This kind of stuff can drive a wedge in a marriage.
That's right. So you have to be hyper-intentional about staying plugged in and connected with your husband, and that means y'all are going to have to be graceful with one another as you grieve the loss of this, and then start to develop a new picture that's going to be more geared towards the reality that you face. The second thing is you're going to have to let your son know that you love him and that he's always can come home, but you're not going to give him a dime. And that's going to test your soul like few other things will. And when he burns up the couches that he's sleeping on and then he moves on to the next place and next place, everything in you is going to say, go run and rescue him. This is going to have an expiration date on it. The important thing is that y'all are there when he turns around, but not at his beck and call and not feeding whatever things he's stumbled into, and making sure you and your husband are connected and united in this.